Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, it is. This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Miss Nalia Carr. Can you assist her?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take it from here. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank
Yay.
You.
Hi.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Ms. Carr. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear. So, first and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney at the moment?
Yes.
You do have an attorney?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, no.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. So, you don't have an attorney. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you feeling presently?
I'm doing good. It has its days.
Has its days. Yeah. I hear that a lot for sure. When was your date of diagnosis?
June of 2020.
Okay. June of 2020.
No. You said the day of my diagnosis.
Yeah,
at a minute.
Of the
meningioma. I'm thinking about the... Yeah, it was October 10th, 2023.
Okay. October 10th of 2023. Diagnosis of the meningioma. Let me just write that in here as well. October 10th of 2023. Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
June 21st, 1995.
Okay. June 21st, 1995. Okay. And do you know of anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera that we are able to assist as well?
No.
No. Okay. No problem. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1, 1992 through the present date? So I guess a better question would be, when did you start using Depo Provera?
June 2020. I stopped in like August 2023.
Okay. So June of 2020 is when you started, June of 2020. We do have to put an exact date, even if it's just a guesstimate. Would it be June 15th, June 10th?
I would give it like June 10th.
Okay, so June 10th of 2020. And then when did you stop using Depo Provera?
Let's do August 1st, 2023.
2023, August 1st. Okay. August 1st of 2023. Okay. And let's see here, meningioma. Now, can you please confirm your gender for the recording, please?
Female.
Your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me just enter your name here. N-A-L-E-H-I-A, first name. C-A.
Nelia.
Yes. And then last name is C-A-R-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then is there a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay. And then in order for the law firm to match your medical records to your identity, we will be needing a social security.
376-190873.
Perfect. And then I do have an email address on file. Your first name, last name, 71@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Phone number 313-784-3205. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that a cell phone?
Yes.
And this is for the law firm to know. What would be your contact preference? Would it be phone call, text message, or email?
Text message.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then can I get your address, please? Your home address?
12818 Virgil, V-I-R-G-I-L Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48223.
Okay. So it's V as in Victor, I-R,
yes.
G-I-L Street, Detroit, Michigan, 12818. Is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay. And then the zip code is 48223. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And can I please get your diagnosing doctor's information? We could start with the first name, last name, and I can look up the rest if you like.
His name is David Simpson.
David Simpson.
And you said you wanted his address?
I can look that up really quickly. Would that be in Detroit as well?
No, he's out of Southfield.
Where? I'm sorry?
Out of Southfield.
Southfield. Okay. Southfield, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. I did find him, Dr. David A. Simpson, and I do have an address on file, 28595 Orchard Lake. Is that correct? Or do you have a different address?
No, he did it out of, I got it right here, 22301 Foster Winter Drive, Southfield, Michigan. 48075.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me just look up that address really quickly. Okay, I did find it under 22301 Foster Winter
Hello?
Drive. Yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm still here. So I did find an address on file, 22301 Foster Winter Drive.
Yes.
Okay. Southfield, Michigan. Perfect. Let me just enter that information into the system here. Doctor, just a few seconds here. And then the phone number that came up, 1-800-341-0801. Does that sound familiar? Okay. And then were there any prior cancer diagnosis, Ms. Carr?
No.
Okay. And then your treating doctor, so Dr. David Simpson is the diagnosing doctor. Would he also be the treating doctor?
My treating doctor was my OBGYN. She the one who was giving me the depot shot.
So your treating doctor would be the treating doctor, the one who treated you for the meningioma, and then we will get to the prescribing doctor after this. So who is treating you for the meningioma?
Yeah, Dr. David.
Okay, so he diagnosed you and he also treated you. I'll enter his information in that section, okay, as well.
Okay.
And then we will definitely start getting into the prescribing doctor after this. One second here.
Okay.
And then now I will be getting your prescribing doctor information. Would that be in Michigan?
No, she in Southfield too.
Southfield? Okay.
Yeah.
Southfield, Michigan. What is her name?
Whitney Buck.
Whitney. Okay. So I did find a Dr. Whitney Nicole Buck, gynecology.
Yeah.
And it says here 16001 West 9 Mile Road.
9 Mile.
That's correct. Okay.
9 Mile.
Perfect.
She in suite 401.
Yes, perfect. I do have that. Thank you. I'm just gonna enter her information, okay? It'll just be a few seconds here. Facility. Phone number. Okay, perfect. So now we have that information as well. Okay, so as far as the pharmacy, were you going to a pharmacy for any like depot related stuff, items?
No.
Okay. So
besides my pain meds, but I get that from the hospital pharmacy.
From the hospital. Okay. So when you say the hospital, was that from Dr. David Simpson?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Let's see. So that would be the Providence Cancer Center?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Perfect. So, Ms. Carr, do you have a copy of your medical records of the meningioma?
I got some of them.
Okay, perfect.
I know the hospital might have.
And the hospital has more if we need them. Okay. And if for whatever reason the law firm does request whatever you do have, are you able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then, Ms. Carr, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. So does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And can I get the first name?
Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A.
Okay. Last name?
Her last name, Carr, C-A-R-R.
Okay. And then can I get a phone number, please?
313-425-6587.
Perfect. Thank you. And then relationship?
Sister.
Okay. Would you also like to include an email address for your sister?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea what's in
the
email.
Okay, no problem. I'll enter your information in there as far as your email address. And then, is she also in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we are done. I'm going to review everything one last time to make sure that there are no typos. If you hear something that is wrong, please let me know immediately so I can correct it right away before we generate that DocuSign, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So you would like to participate in the double Prevera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Prevera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis 10/10 of 2023. Your date of birth is 6/21 of 1995. Does everything sound accurate so far?
Yes.
Okay, and you did take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera. You did take Depo Provera for at least 1 year, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. Your start date was 6/10 of 2020. Your stop date was 8/1 of 2023. And then I do have an email address your name. Let's start with your name here. I have your name as N-A-L-E-H-I-A, middle initial,
yeah.
M as in Mary, last name C-A-R-R. I have your social security, 376-190873. And then I have an email, your first name, last name, 71@gmail.com. I have a phone number, cell phone number as 313-784-3205, and then I have an address as 12818 Virgil Street, Detroit, Michigan. No apartment number or unit number. And I do have all the other information, your doctor's information, your emergency contact. Everything sounds good?
Yes.
Perfect. So I will be sending a DocuSign to your email now, and I will stay on the phone with you. If you have any questions, I'm here to assist you, okay?
Okay.
So let me know when you receive that.
Got it.
Perfect. Excuse me. It's rather simple. It just kind of prompts you on where to sign, where to initial. And then, again, if you need any assistance, I'm right here to help you.
Okay. Okay, I completely.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I'm going to review it really quickly while you're still on the phone to make sure that there are no issues. Okay, so let's see. Perfect. Everything looks great. Ms. Carr, you did a great job. So I will be sending you a text message with my direct line. I'll also be sending you a text message with the law firm's information. I would say give them about a week. If you still don't hear from them, you can call them directly and then give them your name. They'll look up your case and give you updates on your case along the way. Okay? And if you still have issues, you're more than welcome to call me directly and I can get them on the line for you. It was a pleasure speaking with you today, Ms. Carr. And I hope that things get better for you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Of course. You take care. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.